Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and we're so glad you joined us for the show today. We have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have an amazing guest for you, Ling Wong, who's an expert in nutrition. She has a Master of Science in Holistic Nutrition from Clayton College of Natural Health, and she really focuses on pregnancy nutrition, prenatal nutrition, preconception wellness, fertility support, pre- and postnatal wellness, as well as family nutrition. And she's a mom herself of a very healthy young boy, and she shares in the show today about what's so important about good nutrition and pregnancy, and some really simple tips for you if you're thinking about getting pregnant, if you are pregnant, or if you just had a baby, that are really going to make a huge difference in your life and your energy levels and how well your children do and your family does as well. So enjoy the show today, take great notes, and make it a wonderful day.
Ling, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in prenatal nutrition.
Yeah, of course. My personal journey in wellness and nutrition started when I was trying to conceive, actually. I was going through fertility treatment, and I got so depleted that I decided to seek healing in whole foods and holistic approaches. So I used a combination of nutritional approach, acupuncture, Chinese and Western herbal medicine, as well as yoga and meditation to align my body, mind, and soul. And miraculously, within 3 months, I balanced my hormones and was able to conceive and have a very healthy baby successfully.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. So you tried the medical approach, and how long were you trying that for and it didn't work?
I would put it about 8 months, I would say.
Wow, so 8 months you tried the medical approach, it didn't work, and then 3 months after just doing some nutritional and energy work, it worked for you?
Everything just lined up, and and I think it's because I came from a more depleted constitution, and the Western medication just further, grind down my system.
Right.
And by really go back to nurturing my body, things just, fall back into place.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So that was quite amazing, and that really prompted me to say, okay, this is really something there. I have been interested in health and fitness for a long time, but that was really it really flipped the switch and say that's really something there, and I want to help other people to understand that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I continue this journey. I pursue a Master's of Science in Holistic Nutrition. And I use an integrative approach to achieve a smooth pregnancy, a very healthy pregnancy, and a very speedy recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Now I really want to share my personal experience and my knowledge in wellness and nutrition with women of all life stages. I'm really connected with the idea of motherhood and, how much health and wellness you need to be a mom in all stages of motherhood, and I hope that what I experience and what I learn can help others.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And so what are some of the most important nutrition tips and advice that you have for pregnant moms?
Well, there's so many different aspects of it. One of the biggest thing is weight control, for example, right? There's always this thing like, how much weight should I gain? I worry about, losing my baby weight, and, I have all these cravings and stuff like that. If there's one thing that you should do, nothing else, is to eat wholesome, non-processed food.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of reasons that women have cravings, and that's what I speculate, is it's basically our diet these days is, it's short on nutrients. And when our bodies are pregnant, our nutrition requirement actually increased by a lot. So our body will be craving different kinds of food or weird food until the nutritional need is satisfied. And if we eat things, if we continue to put processed food into our body that are devoid of nutrients, our body can't tell that we have eaten because So we'll continue to eat until the body gets what it needs.
Gotcha.
And my take is that this is a lot of reason behind people's craving. And so one of the best ways is actually to eat a nutrient-dense diet. So people may ask, what about pregnancy cravings? Is this my body's way of telling me that I need to eat something? Is it the body's way of telling me what I need? And of course, yes, we have to listen to our body. And craving is probably your body's way of telling you that you need certain nutrients. But unfortunately, you know, your taste bud may not be always be right about the kind of food that you should be eating. So the trick here is to deconstruct your cravings and to get to the root cause of the nutritional need. For example, if you're craving ice cream or sugar, you may actually need more protein, or you may be eating too much salt and meat and your body needs to find balance. So obviously in this case, you should not be eating a big cookie, right? But to either increase your protein intake or cut down on salt and meat so that your body regain balance. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what you're saying basically is we need to cut out a lot of the processed foods and eat more of the natural, unprocessed foods, like more fruits, vegetables, berries, whole grains, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. And, you know, high-quality protein, definitely, especially for pregnant women. Most pregnant women I know, even if they are vegetarian, when they're not pregnant, would want meat.
Uh-huh.
And that's natural. And, high-quality meat definitely provide, you know, a complete protein profile that will be harder to obtain when you're on, say, a vegan diet.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, what about, organic versus non-organic? Because, I mean, if you're eating all these meat or lots of produce, I mean, it could be contaminated. So what about that?
Definitely, organic is better in terms of, getting, having less herbicides and pesticides and other toxins that you will be ingesting, right? And it's especially important for pregnant women because a lot of these chemicals can cross the placenta and get into the fetus. And as we know, the fetus is developing, it's more susceptible to toxins and chemicals. The fetus's liver is not fully formed, so a lot of the toxins will affect the neural, the nervous system and the brain. So if we ingest, say, neurotoxins, this can impact the child's nervous system development and lead to learning disability and behavioral issues in later days because of the impact in the brain development.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of toxins that are in our environment are hormonal disruptors. They can affect the child's sexual development, and some are even implicated in the increased rate of infertility in our society these days. So one way that I advise my client is that, don't go crazy on having, to have everything organic and, that you won't eat anything that's not organic. But if you look up the Dirty Dozen list, you can just Google it, which is essentially a list of produce due to the way that they're grown and harvested contain a high amount of herbicides and pesticides in the parts that we ingest. So if you just know that 12 types of fruits and vegetables and buy those organic, you can potentially cut your exposure to environmental toxins by 80%.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
so that's
amazing.
Yeah, that's one way to go about it so that you don't have to break your bank on buying everything organic, and you don't have to drive yourself crazy either.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is make sure you get organic, high-quality meat and dairy, especially those with high fat content, because a lot of toxins are fat-soluble, and they just lurk in the fat of those food products.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know my My mom's a medical doctor. She taught me that when I was really young, that all the contamination basically builds up in the fat of the animal. So, it's really important either to not eat that part or to, eat organic, clean meat as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what, I know you're obviously a Chinese medicine expert as well, so are there any herbs or teas or things that you recommend for pregnant women?
Well, not just for Chinese medicine, but in general, there are some herbs and teas that can help, they're very helpful for pregnancy. Actually, a lot of my favorite are more along the line of the Western tradition. Red raspberry leaf has been used by pregnant women for centuries, and it is a uterine tonic and may help strengthen the uterus in preparation for childbirth. It has been used to prevent miscarriage and used to ease morning sickness. So this is like a really good all-around kind of herbal tea ingredient for pregnant women. I really like natal leaf because it's a very nourishing herb. It's a good source of vitamins A, C, D, K, as well as calcium, potassium, phosphorus, iron, and sulfur. And it has been used to ease leg cramps and help reduce hemorrhoids. So again, great for pregnancy. Dandelion is great both leaf and root. It contains a lot of minerals and help promote fluid balance. So it really supports the kidney. And as a result of that, it really helps swallowing and fluid retention. And then to help relaxation, chamomile tea is great.
Awesome. And what about any things that pregnant moms should be avoiding?
Yeah, totally. There's like a whole list of them. I'm just going to pick out a few of them that is sort of the, you can easily, get your fingers on. Angelica or Dongguai, this can stimulate bleeding, and it has a very big impact on hormones. So it's a great herb to use when you're trying to balance your hormones and get pregnant. But if you're trying to conceive and you're using this herb, you should stop in the second half of your cycle in case you are pregnant. Comfrey, which actually is very hard to find as a herb to use internally, but it can cause liver problem in mom and the baby, so it should be something that you pay attention to. Fenugreek, it is a uterine relaxant, so it shouldn't be used during pregnancy, although it is a great herb to aid lactation. Licorice root, it's actually present in a lot of tea to use as sweetener. I am not super against it if it's in a small moderate amount, but it may cause fluid retention. So if you're having issues with swallowing, it may be something that you want to avoid. Nutmeg. So no problem if you have having a dash of it in a pie. Like, don't freak out. But if it's used in high dosage, it can cause miscarriage. So those are the ones. And Uva Ursi, which I would like to point out because it's a herb that is used very frequently for to help with water retention. But it can actually help remove too much blood sugar. So those are the ones that I would pay attention to.
Awesome, that's great advice. And what about coffee? I know this is another big debate for pregnant women. What do you think about that?
Well, my approach is always, moderation. coffee is a stimulant that's going to increase your blood pressure and heart rate, both of which are not recommended during pregnancy. And it is the diuretic, which means that it moves fluid out of the body. Obviously, you don't want to be dehydrated when you're pregnant. And caffeine can also cross the placenta and get into your baby. And your baby's metabolism is still maturing, and it cannot fully metabolize the caffeine. So any amount of caffeine can actually cause changes in your baby's sleep pattern or normal movement pattern in the decaf and move your way to more decaf, because obviously mostly the problem is caused by caffeine in coffee. Some experts cap the intake at 150 milligrams, while some say that, you know, up to 300 is okay. So, you know, again, it's really up to the individual and how much you feel is, you know, it's like your own comfort zone, and of course you don't keep banging 8 cups of coffee down your, you know, down a day, right?
Right, so a little bit's okay, but you don't want to overdo it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, when I was pregnant, I drank 2 cups of green tea a day, and I don't feel any issues. I don't feel that there's any issues. So speaking of green tea, just to make sure that you understand, caffeine is found in beverages other than coffee. So take into account, you know, if you drink teas or, you know, any other kind of soft drinks.
Gotcha. And, you know, here's another big topic for pregnant moms is constipation. Is there any tips you have for that?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. You know, it's not, like, dangerous, but definitely uncomfortable, right?
Right, exactly.
So the first thing is to eat a high-fiber diet. You know, sometimes it's not easy because you have all these cravings. And, you know, when I was pregnant, I used to eat a lot of vegetables, and I totally flipped the switch, and I'm like, I want meat, like, day in, day out. But try to include more fiber into your diet, fruits and vegetables, and, you know, if you need psyllium husk, it's a great supplement. So you can try that. Reduce milk and meat products can help, and include oats, prunes, and flaxseed in your diet. Vitamin B1, C, and E can help the bowel, especially vitamin C. Actually, one of the indications of vitamin C overdose is loose bowel. So one way I try to do is like to eat a lot of vitamin C, and there you go. Probiotic can help maintain a healthy gut flora, which aids in healthy digestion and elimination. So good sources of probiotics are yogurt, sauerkraut, and kimchi. So when you get yogurt, look for labels that says Life Culture. Obviously, drink enough fluid and include physical activities in your daily routine. So these can all help.
Awesome. Well, Lane, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for sharing with us this wealth of information.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, my pleasure.
Where can people find out more about you and what you're working on?
Yeah, sure. You can visit my website. The name of my coaching practice is called Thoughts for Foods Holistic Health. So it's thoughts plural and foods plural. So that's what get a lot of people. And the website address is THOUGHTS, the number 4, FOODS.com, thoughtsforfoods.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Ling.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Hey there, it's Tom Corson Knowles again. Hope you loved the show today with Ling Wong, all about pregnancy health. And we'd love to hear what you thought about the show today. We'd love to get your feedback, so please check us out, the Authentic Health Coaching Nutrition Podcast Show on iTunes, and give us a review. We'd love to hear what you thought about the show. If there's any parts of it that you specifically liked, we'd love to hear about that, or anything we can do to improve the show. We'd love to hear about that as well. So give us a review on iTunes, and come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Take care.